Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the broadcast today, Clark County Commissioner Tick Sagablum coming to you from Las Vegas. He's here for the whole show on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Retail's impact on Nevada's economy? Enormous. 8,600 businesses, large and small, employing 145,000 workers. And last fiscal year, retail paid tax on nearly $60 billion in sales. We're the Retail Association of Nevada. We support retail. We help it grow. And we mean business.
RANNV.org.
With Nevada's only transplant center and verified burn center, the science is here. With award-winning cardiologist and the state's only dedicated heart failure clinic, the talent is here. With Nevada's most advanced robotic surgery, the technology is here. And with the Silver State's only designated pediatric trauma center, hope is here. All because we are here. UMC.
The Nevada Builders Alliance has been protecting the interests of the construction industry for over 50 years.
Our programs save members thousands of dollars every year and allow them to provide much-needed benefits to their employees. Our industry also allows Nevada to grow. If you're thinking about a career in the construction industry, reach out. And if you haven't thought of a career in construction, what are you waiting for? We are the Nevada Builders Alliance.
A parade sets the stage for the greatest show in the biggest little city in the world, Reno, Nevada.
It's a legacy that began over 100 years ago and continues today. The Reno Rodeo. Still the wildest, richest rodeo in the West. Keeping it old school at the Reno Rodeo 2022, June 16th to the 25th. For tickets, go to renorodeo.com.
Nevada Newsmaker Studio is located at the headquarters of the Nevada Trucking Association. Motion and purpose are a truck's greatest virtue.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, coming to you from Las Vegas, we are always delighted to welcome back to the program Tick Sagablum. He is a Clark County Commissioner, District E. Pleasure to have you back, sir.
Pleasure to be here.
Okay, so on the face of it, Clark County appears to be booming once again. I mean, everything is going full steam for the gaming industry. The room rates, as we're taping this, the Electric Daisy Carnival, the EDC, was last weekend. There were room rates in some places $800 a night. So that says that things are going well. Are you happy with the direction things are going in, or what are your concerns?
No, absolutely, especially when you look back 2 years ago when the governor had to shut us down, and we really were worried what would ever come back. So it's phenomenal what's happened. They say the midweek is still low and international travel is still low. But all things considered, where we were to where we are today, it's phenomenal. Okay. And that's really, people risking their lives to make things better and serve people and do all we do.
Okay, so you still feel that way, that at this point people are risking their lives by working in an industry where they're forward-facing to the public?
Yeah, I mean, it's you're going to get more exposure as a waiter or a waitress or even as a maid than you are just in a regular job like I have. So, I mean, anytime you're around a lot of people, something's going to happen. Knock on wood, we haven't seen a resurgence yet or anything like that, but it's something I always have to be concerned about.
Okay, so I'm presuming you're fully vaccinated, you had your booster shots?
Double boosters, I'm looking to do a third.
Okay, so are you comfortable with that? I mean, that you are, that if you were to get COVID, that, it would not be a huge thing?
That I am. I mean, I guess knock on wood, but the truth is, it seems like most people that are relatively healthy, who are fully boosted, if they get sick, and a lot of people I know are still getting it, it's minor as far as what they feel, and they're not dying. So
yeah, I had a friend who I was wanting to book on the show for while we were down here taping, And he said, I've got COVID. I said, how many times? He said, it's the fourth time.
Wow.
So, you know, people are definitely getting it a whole bunch of times, but it seems to be, in most cases, you know, just something that is kind of like a common cold at this point. And, you know, unfortunately, there are still some people who are reacting badly, but it's usually other causes that are connected to that.
And that's what it seems like. If you look back at it, it's people that have other kinds of illnesses, that so this on top of it, particularly if you have a problem with your lungs and stuff. But I've never seen anything like this. Obviously, no one has, but I never even dreamed, being 73 years old, and never occurred to me that we would ever have anything like this. It's just phenomenal.
Yes, and I agree. But let me ask you about this, because to me, having observed and lived in Nevada for a long time now, over 40 years, I have seen, you know, the boom times, I've seen the down times, and it seems to me that Nevada in general is very resilient. You know, going all the way back to when Atlantic City opened up and people said, well, Las Vegas is dead. It's, you know, Nevada, it's all over, because now why would anybody come from Atlantic City all the way to Nevada? And yet it was just an increased draw to come to Las Vegas because they had gaming somewhere else. And that seems to have only grown. Every downturn we've had, whether it was the Great Recession or COVID or anything else, that Las Vegas comes roaring back. So, but you still have doubts sometimes that maybe it's not going to come back.
No, it is. I'm just saying we're not fully back there, but we're coming back.
Right, but you, I mean, if something else hits, don't you feel confident that Las Vegas?
Oh, absolutely.
Is
but
come back?
I will say the one difference between this, and we are very cyclical, and when the bottoms are the worst and the tops are fantastic, but having the federal government step in with all that unemployment really made a huge difference. The housing sector and the construction sector didn't really suffer that much, so that was constant. But the hotels, when they dropped off, you know, that's if rooms aren't filled, we're in trouble. But all those people got good unemployment benefits. We provided health insurance, so the real downturns which we've seen in the past never happened.
All right, so let's talk about economic diversification, because that's always the topic that comes up. We're so dependent in Clark County on the tourism industry. When, as you say, things go bad, they go really bad. When things go well, they go really well. But to me, it seems, and you correct me if I'm wrong, that economic diversification really means we're diversifying the base for government to be able to receive tax money so that you don't lose all of that, because you can't provide the services and help people if you don't have any money beyond the tourism industry.
Well, first, I personally don't believe we're going to be able to diversify. I mean, if you look at how much water we have and you look at our industry right over here on the Strip, that's just our industry. The reality, most people don't think about how many other jobs are tied to that industry, the entertainment stuff that we're coming back with now. So there's a lot more external jobs. It's not just sitting at a poker table or sitting at a 21 table with a dealer and a cocktail waitress serving you. There's huge amounts of jobs, and you look at the Sphere and the things, I don't know if you've had a chance to look around.
Yeah.
I mean, our big thing now is entertainment, and that's not going to disappear. So the reality is, I think that's just where we are. We're going to also have some just at-home people. If we get the good internet pipeline to people from California can live here and work in San Francisco or work in LA, so that's going to be jobs. But we're never going to get some other, we're never going to be in a Silicon Valley or anything like that, in my opinion.
Okay, but now what about the growth at Apex? Finally, there's water out there, and you're seeing businesses opening up there. You've got Partols buying 140 acres down in Jean, and water from the Southern Nevada Water Authority being supplied all the way down there. Do you go against the predictions that come from the Southern Nevada Water Authority about that we have enough water to be able to maintain this growth?
Absolutely. I don't see how we're going to build a pipeline to California or a pipeline to Apex. We just don't have that kind of water right now. So, I mean, those are great ideas, and those were great ideas back in the old days. But I think we need to rethink all that and really focus on building in the valley instead of trying to reach out as far as we can reach out.
Right, and we talked about this the last time you were on the show, that you would rather see vertical development than horizontal development, and that totally makes sense, especially when there's lots of areas that could use some love. Naked City being an example that we've
where
been
we
talking
are
about.
Right now.
Yeah. The water issue, though, is fascinating, because Southern Nevada Water Authority still owns those ranches up in eastern Nevada. So they actually own that water, or the water rights. You now have Utah wanting to go after the water that's in that same basin and use it in Utah, does that create a conundrum for you, which is, you know, we have it in Nevada, but we don't want to bring it down to Southern Nevada. But in Utah, they have huge growth going in St. George. They would like that water as well.
Well, that's why we have to be vigilant. And even though we're doing a good job, we have to make sure other people don't steal it too. The fact is, when you have those basins, there are water rights we have that we can try to stop Utah. Utah was trying to stop us from taking the water. We can try to stop them. But also, for them to take that water to St. George would be virtually impossible. So, I mean, St. George uses so much water, they don't even know what to do with it. They just need to put water meters on and start to limit like we are, and they'll be able to grow as big as they want to grow.
Okay, but are there discussions ongoing between Clark County or Nevada and Utah regarding that?
I'm assuming, I'm not involved in those discussions, but I know we're watching it like a hawk, because we save that water in the ground there for a reason, and for them to come steal it would be inappropriate.
Okay, and that's the term you use, steal it.
Right, because it's our water. We've had this huge fight here to stop that pipeline from pumping the water and bringing it down here, so it would be crazy for us to let them pump the water and take it over there.
Okay, but at the same time, you don't want to see that water being pumped to Southern Nevada.
No. We can live within our means. We don't have to be 10 million people. We can be a good, right here in Las Vegas, a good 3.5 million people, and live a good quality of life. I don't want to see us grow forever. I mean, that's just not what we should do. We're a desert. We're a great place to live, but growth doesn't pay for itself. You know, schools are overcrowded, highways are overcrowded, air quality suffers. So let's just slow down a little bit and figure out how much water we actually have, realistically. And then start to plan around that, as opposed to just building until all of a sudden somebody says, oh, by the way, we're out of water.
All right, so you just increased the population of the Las Vegas Valley by 500,000 people, because I had heard over the years that the valley was going to grow from 2 million to 3 million people. It's sitting at around 2.5 million
now. I think we're about 2.3 right now.
Right. So I had not heard somebody mention 3.5 million people. Is that a number that is realistic?
I think it is. I mean, if you look at how much we're using, I think 120 gallons a person right now, we can get that down to 85, and probably even lower than that once we start to really focus on it. But again, let's just try to analyze where we could go realistically, especially if we go up as opposed to everybody having their own house and their own yard, and then kind of plan around that. What my concern right now is that each entity, Henderson, Las Vegas, North Las Vegas, Clark County, all right now are trying to use as much water as they can because they know there's a limited amount. So we need to start making sure that everybody, each one has maybe a budget or a quota or somehow or other we monitor what they're doing, as opposed to Henderson just commits to water to California.
Henderson committing water to California?
Well, I mean, down I-15 towards California.
Oh, towards California.
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
I mean, one of the things we have to watch out for, frankly, in my opinion, is Henderson can annex land along I-15. And if they're going to do that, then they're obviously planning on building something. So if they're going to do that, let's be open about it, and let's discuss it, and let's debate it as a county, as opposed to let each local government entity just do whatever they want to do.
But hasn't that been a reality for quite a while?
It has.
You saw the casinos buying land and putting in properties, but with lots of land connected to them, and therefore the potential to expand even further because they were looking at housing developments that were going to grow along there.
Well, not outside the valley, I don't think.
No, outside the valley, but...
No, I mean, anytime you build a freeway, I mean, the place to put a casino, in my opinion, would be along an interchange on that place. So like where Station's Casino is putting their casinos, that's perfect. Now, well, the problem I have is now they have casinos downtown that they haven't reopened. So they have places in North Las Vegas or in Henderson where they aren't reopening, but they're building a new one. Out in the rich area.
Now, we know that you are not a fan of Station Casinos because they're not a unionized company. But what do you think is going on with not opening those properties at the same time they're building Durango Station?
I think probably, two things. One is that they had voted for unionization, so they don't want to reopen them and have the union in there. But also, they just see there's more money to be made out in the Beltway than there is in North Las Vegas, even though the workers can walk to work or take a bus to work. I mean, it's so much more convenient for the casino workers where you have Fiesta or Texas Station. But I mean, those are business decisions, but that's something the government can also encourage them to go back in and reopen those places.
Okay, and how would the government encourage them?
Well, we could limit maybe how many casinos they can build outside the downtown. I mean, say if you're going to build one out there, let's reopen these first, or reopen them simultaneously, or at least promise they're going to reopen them. They haven't even made a commitment to do that.
All right, let's take another break. More back with Tick. If I could just get you to open up a little. We'll be right back with Tick after this timeout.
Ahern Rentals began as Signal Gas Station on Las Vegas Boulevard. Founder John Ahern grew the business by offering rentals. His son Don built on John's legacy, growing Ahern Rentals into the largest independently owned American rental company with 89 locations in 30 states. Don also brought his experience and vision to equipment manufacturing with Extreme Manufacturing and Snorkel. Today, Ahern Rentals continues to bring its family values to a new generation. Learn more at ahern.com.
As you know, Reno is booming. Toll's development company is helping it grow with insightful design and development, building community with every project, adding beauty, adding excitement, emphasizing our shared humanity. Reno is becoming bigger. Toll's development is helping it become better, more livable, more enjoyable. To learn more, go to tollsdevelopment.com. tollsdevelopment.com.
I'm here at the Carson Valley Inn in Mendham with Joey Whitaker. Entertainment here at the Carson Valley Inn is extraordinary.
Yeah, super proud of the TJ's Corral, our outdoor venue, about 1,500 seats. We've had first-class entertainment out there. We've had Merle Haggard, we've had Chris Young, we've had Lee Bryce a couple times, we've had Pat Benatar, Joan Jett, who's in the Hall of Fame. We're real proud out there, and it's just a great time. Watch CarsonValleyInn.com. And grab those tickets early. It's not a long way to get away to the Carson Valley Inn.
Pro Group Management specializes in providing industries with the necessary components to satisfy and exceed workers' comp requirements. Every business has unique needs and specific regulations. Pro Group Management stays ahead of the curve, providing up-to-date services to keep your industry in top form. Discover how we simplify your tasks, improve efficiency, and reduce expense to keep you moving in a positive direction. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Clark County Commissioner Tick Segelblum. So let's talk about Formula One. What are your thoughts about not only is this Formula One race going to be going through the strip for 3 years, but the company's bought, I believe, $140 million worth of property to build here in town, so it looks like it could be a permanent event.
It does, and frankly, their commitments to up to 10 years, so, and if they do what they're talking about doing, then it's going to be forever. They say it's going to be better than Monaco.
Wow.
You know, they just did one in Miami. It was outside the downtown. It was out by the football stadium. They did one in Austin. It's going to be outside the downtown. Ours is going to be right there on the strip where you could have 100,000 people in their hotel rooms looking at it. We are so perfect for that. It's actually only 2 hours after all said and done. It's like a two-hour race on a Saturday night. It's going to have the viewers around the world are going to be surpass anything, go beyond the Super Bowl.
Beyond the Super Bowl.
Right. So it's really going to be the pinnacle of what we do and what we are. So I mean, knock on wood, but it just everything I've read about it, it's phenomenal. And again, it's where we're going. We just did the NFL draft. We're going to do the Super Bowl. We're doing these big events, which again we seem to be perfect for. We have the hotel rooms. We have the transportation system where people can come here for those events. When they have a football game, half the stadium is people from the other team that come from Cleveland or Cincinnati or somewhere like that. So it's really fun to see.
All right, so Allegiant Stadium, was it worth the public investment now?
Truthfully, it was, but I still wish it had been 100% public or 100% private. I don't think we should spend $750 million our money to make the owner richer, which is what happened.
But it also has made the community richer in terms of these stunning events. I mean, even down to BTS selling 160,000 tickets in minutes.
Well, there's no question, and I may have been wrong on this, that it was needed, and it's really upped our game. There's nothing we can't do now. But again, to use private and public money together, to his credit, his net worth doubled from $750 million to $101.5 billion as soon as we built that stadium.
That's the owner of the Raiders,
yeah.
Martinez.
And again, I'm not blaming him. We did it. But the fact is, why would we let government make somebody that rich? I mean, we could have done the same thing. We could have built the whole thing with government money.
Okay, so you would not be averse to the government putting up the money and owning the whole deal. So, for example, there's word in the Review Journal about Steve Hill, talking about ways to help finance the A's if they come here. That wouldn't be government money, but you know, he's not revealing what it is. But you would look at it and go, what's the potential for government to build this stadium?
Yeah, if it's worth it, then that's where government's role is. Government built this convention center. It's not a private-public partnership. It's our money. But I will say about Steve Hill, and I've been impressed with what he does, I'm not sure he can commit public money without at least talking to the elected officials. And no one's told me, you know, what this public source of money is.
Okay, so, well, and he didn't reveal it either. So, you know, it's out there being whispered at this point in time. All right, let's take another break. We'll come back. More with Tick Segelblum after this timeout.
Southwest Specialties has been making the homes and businesses of Nevada beautiful for more than 20 years. Their experienced designers and craftsmen create the walkways, backyards, water features, and a variety of outdoor cooking areas that add curb appeal and value to your investment. Call today or visit them at their website and see how they can make your outdoor spaces special. Southwest Specialties, creative, distinctive, beautiful.
Modern boutique Ahern Hotel and Events Center in Las Vegas. Host meetings and events on two floors. Stay in luxurious rooms and suites. Unlimited branding opportunities. Regional Italian cuisine by Chef Mark Segrisi. Flexible event spaces. Full buyout options. Visit ahernhotel.com today.
Everyone is talking about opioids, but they're not the only drugs that can be harmful if taken in large quantities or not as prescribed. You also need to be aware of side effects from anxiety drugs, muscle relaxants, sleep aids, and stimulants. Mixing prescription drugs with other drugs or alcohol can be dangerous. If you take an Ambien with a glass of wine, it may be enough to stop you from breathing. Prescribed drugs can be just as dangerous as illegal drugs. Take medications only as directed.
Hi, I'm Renee Summerauer, digital news anchor here at 7 at 7. Watch our streaming nonstop newscast immediately with your mobile phone. 7 at 7 is the new way for you to get every bit of local news you need in just 7 minutes. Breaking news, local neighborhood news, weather, and sports are just a click away. Reporters bring you all of what's happening in the Valley. From Roku, Amazon Fire, Apple TV, YouTube, and more. Get every bit of local news you need from the RJ and LVRJ.com.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Clark County Commissioner Tick Segelblum. So the Las Vegas Chamber was very upset about the way Melody Rose, the chancellor, was treated. She's gone with a plus $600,000 payment there. What are your thoughts on that, and what's going on at the Board of Regents?
All I know is what I read about, so I haven't talked to him personally about it. It does seem dysfunctional, but I will say this, because I'll say about the school board and the Regents. Anytime you have a body like that where the job is basically a full-time job and they don't get paid, and the people that they're trying to supervise are getting $250,000 or $500,000 a year, you can't expect the body, elected body or the appointed body, to really regulate what's going on. So Miss Rose, I met her and I thought she was a great person, but if she couldn't figure out how to make that system work, then maybe we needed a new person. But we need the financial incentives so people who do those jobs can feel like they can spend enough time doing them.
All right, what kind of money would that take? Because, well, most of the people, you know, they've run for office, they've raised money, so they had to raise money to get elected to the office. How much would you think that somebody should be paid for a job like that?
At least $2,000 a month. I mean, I've proposed for our school board here $2,000, $3,000 a month. It's not a huge amount of money, but at least that then they don't have to worry about how much time they spend. And again, if you're supervising somebody who's making $300,000 a year, you just need some kind of an equal playing field.
Does this make Brian Sandoval the de facto chancellor?
I think the UNLV or the INCHI system is really run by the university presidents, which may be the way it should be. But when you put those kind of powerful people in the presidency and then you try to have somebody on top of them, they're never going to be able to really do any kind of supervision. Unless, and maybe that's how it's designed.
Unless they're Jim Rogers.
Well, and Jim Rogers even had trouble, but he threatened people pretty severely.
And that's where we have to leave it. Tig Sagerblum, always a pleasure to talk to you, my friend. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you.
And we'll be right back.
Each day, the Children's Advocacy Alliance partners with leaders, legislators, and families across Nevada to improve children's health, education, economic well-being, and safety. We recognize Nevada will be no better than the state of its children. Be a part of this change. Be a supporter of the Children's Advocacy Alliance. For more information, go to caanv.org.
Because of UMC, I'm putting my free time to good use.
Because of UMC, she keeps me on my toes.
Because of UMC and this guy, I'm here.
UMC, the highest level of care in Nevada.
Early in the morning or throughout the night, professional truck drivers are on the job, serving you, safely moving freight that's crucial to our economy. From the oldest industries to our newest innovators, from the exotic to the everyday, trucks are everywhere, moving everything. Never afraid to embrace a future that makes Nevada and our nation stronger. Trucking moves America forward.
What do you count on? You count on your power every day. At NV Energy, we've always powered what's important to you. But we're not looking at the past. We're focused on the future. While our standards are high, our rates will remain low. And our commitment to renewables isn't just meeting standards, but leading the way. Because you can count on more than just your power. You can count on the company who brings it to you. That's our promise. You can count on it.
I'm here at the Carson Valley Inn in Mendham with Joey Whitaker. One of the things I love about the Carson Valley Inn here in beautiful downtown Mendham is CB Steak. I have eaten here so many times. Tell folks what they can expect when they come here to eat.
It's a beautiful room, great service. We have certified Angus beef, seafood, lamb, a great range of appetizers, and wonderful desserts. Jean-Michel's done a great job of selecting some beautiful wines for us. The customers love it, and we've got a great selection of cocktails as well. It's not a long way to get away to the Carson Valley Inn.
That's it for this edition of Nevada Newsmakers. We'll see you on the next broadcast. Thanks for watching.